Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Fernando Diaz, D-I-A-S, date of birth 12-1-1960, date of procedure December 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, referring physician is Dr. David Lichtinger. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsy. Indication, back to procedures performed. Colonoscopy was not performed as patient believed that he was not prepped. Given inability to tolerate his prep period. Indication is epigastric abdominal pain, comma, GERD. Next line, description of procedure and problems in the pain period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy relative to the patient period. The patient is brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated lumbus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and the esophagus period. A retrosex view was obtained of the cardioperitoneal area of suction from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The scope is withdrawn. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Period. Findings. Number one, unremarkable proximal and mid-esophagus. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 40 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema. And evidence of prominent folds that flattened after insufflation. Period. Biopsies were obtained in the body and interim peristology. Next line. There was multiple sub-centimeter gastric polyps noted. Cold biopsy polypectomy was performed on several of the larger fundic line appearing polyps, period. The duodenum was unremarkable to D2. However, there was evidence of lumengectasia noted throughout, period. Biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease and any underlying pathology. Plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, consider change in PPI medication, as patient may have developed a tolerance to the omeprazole, period. Next line, patient was scheduled for colonoscopy, but believes he is not clean given the fact that he was unable to tolerate the prep, period. Patient would like go lightly for the next time, period. Would schedule ASAP. Given patients with a history, family history of colon cancer. Next line, recommend anti-reflux precautions. Next line, if epigastric pain is persistent, would recommend CAT scan evaluation. Next line, we'll await pathology. Thank you.